John Snyder was born in New York City.
I was born in Manhattan, and then I spent my last 22 years before I came down here in Brooklyn. And I came down here in 79 as bishop until I had to retire at 75 in 2000.
Baseball was his passion, almost from birth.
I came from a baseball family. My father played softball until his 70s. My older brother, who died in World War II, pitched for Manhattan College. And I played in the neighborhood sandlot. We played against Whitey Ford. No, he wasn't a Whitey Ford of later days. But we had some good competition. And I played in a seminary. After I was ordained, I didn't play any baseball.
But he didn't stop being a fan. Father John got invited to some of the greatest games in baseball history, beginning with the shot heard round the world, the home run by Bobby Thompson that sent the Giants to the World Series in 1951.
The Undertaker asked me to go to the game with him. Then also I was at Larson's perfect game in a World Series. Again, he asked me to go. So I was just fortunate.
But he also was devoted to Pope John Paul II, who elevated John Snyder, who was by then an auxiliary bishop, in the hierarchy.
John Paul came to the United States in 79, October 2nd, and he arrived at LaGuardia Airport, and all the bishops were there, but the auxiliary bishops were supposed to stay back, and the heads of the diocese of all New York State were there. And Cardinal Cook said, "Come on, Jack, come up here." So the Pope came over to put his hands on me.
Soon afterward, John Snyder was nominated as Bishop of the St. Augustine Diocese.
That was my beginning. I had never been to St. Augustine before then. In fact, I've only been to Florida once when I went to Disney.
But Bishop Snyder has no doubt as to who was responsible for his new job.
Holy Father. Now, he works through channels. He works through his nuncio in Washington and all that, but I had no sense of it at all.
When Bishop John J. Snyder arrived in St. Augustine, he got to work immediately.
I didn't know anyone, so I had to get to know the priest first of all.
The job itself wasn't much different than what he'd done in Brooklyn. It was easier, he says, without the New York politics.
Here you just had to be yourself, and I just found so many wonderful people that I met over those years.
He patterned his work after the vocation of his sponsor and hero, Pope John Paul II.
Trying to make sure that you're focusing on the issues that are most important. Whether it be education, we were able to build new schools like Bishop Snyder High School, St. Francis High School in Gainesville. I'm very strong on social welfare and social justice. I've been committed from Brooklyn days to reaching out to the kids and to adults with disabilities. So I've been very much involved with Larch Harbor House up in Jacksonville, but that started way back in Brooklyn. Those experiences here were naturally somewhat different, but the human dimension is not too different. People hurting, people wanting to be helped, and people willing to help you, too. Because a bishop doesn't do much by himself. In fact, he wouldn't get very far at all.
Bishop John Snyder is nearing 90 now. But even during retirement, he visits prisoners on Florida's death row, and he watches a lot of baseball.
Still an avid baseball fan. I had the TV on before you called.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, local specialists in carpet, grout, and upholstery cleaning.